Oh shit. Oh shit. It's going off now.
Welcome to Highway Diary, episode 39. I'm your host, Eric Hollebach. I'm here with my main man, Quincy Jones.
Hey, what up, everyone?
What's going on? Second appearance?
I feel honored.
You're sophomore.
Yeah. My sophomore.
Your sophomore appearance. Yeah. Okay, cool. So, let's get an update right off the bat. Last time we talked to you, you were trying to do 1,000 sets in a year.
Correct.
Now it is August 2nd?
3rd.
3rd?
Yeah.
That's where are you at?
With
how many
rent
sets?
Or with... sets.
How many sets?
I'm trying to pay rent. No, I'm at 555. Mm-hmm. 555, yeah.
555.
Yep.
So that sounds pretty good. You're trying to get it 1,000, mm-hmm. You know? Wow. Well, you recently did a blog post about the art of getting booked as a comedian.
Right.
And you want to run down some highlights of that? Because I'm in that position right now where, look, for me, Richie Lala keeps booking me at Flappers in the Yoo-Hoo room. And then he's like, hey, man, don't do a dirty set. And I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, who wants to hear all my cum jokes? He's not booking me lately.
Right.
Because I just casually ignore his requests and not be filthy.
Right.
So, what should I do? How do I get booked around town?
You know, in my opinion, I feel like it's important that you hang out at the shows. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a big thing. Oftentimes, I cozy up with comics. You know, mm-hmm. I go hang out at the shows. I support the show. I support the comics on the show. And I always ask the producer if they need anything. You know, just small things or something like that. You know, just make sure you're friends with the producer. So that way they know that it's like... Like, I know we're all trying to use each other to get ahead in this mm-hmm. game, but mm-hmm. We don't have to make each other feel sleazy about it, mm-hmm. you know? So, it'd be like, you know, if I'm trying to get more exposure, I wouldn't just be friends with you just because you have a podcast.
Right.
I'd be like, I'd listen to your podcast. I'd support other episodes, too. So, there's always that, you know? Just, like, just being decent, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's it also helps if you listen to Booker's request of not doing filthy sets.
I just have in my brain, it's like clear as day. Mm-hmm. It just rings with a truth where it's like, I'm doing stand-up. I'm going to do what I'm going to fucking do.
You know? I mean, there's that illusion of creative freedom, but, you know, in the clubs, that creative freedom is still confined.
Yeah.
You know, it's still like, hey, here's a situation. We have an older crowd tonight.
Yeah.
And they're not going to receive that well. So, if you want to get paid, I suggest you keep it cleaner and dirtier. And I know Flappers isn't paying, but I know, you know, some clubs do request that. Some clubs yeah. want clean comics. Some areas in the country want that dynamic. And you want to be as versatile as possible to fill it so that way you can get booked more places. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I can do clean. I can do dirty. I could do rowdy bar. I could do weed-themed shows. I could do whatever, you mm-hmm. know. So I like to think of myself as a versatile comic.
Here's something else that happened. Okay. So I did a Flapper's Main Room for the first time, like, last week.
Yeah.
And,
who was on that show?
Huh?
Who was on that show?
That Martin Horowitz.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know that guy? So I got linked with him. I did a show. And then all of a sudden, after I get home, my Facebook starts blowing up from this chick, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Another comic on the thing. Gonna have a date with her next week. You wrote a blog post about dating comics. What do you think about comics dating comics? You know what I mean?
I think comics should date for sure. I think that would change. I think comics should have sex a lot.
Uh-huh. And make super comics.
Yeah, and make super comic babies. Transformer comic baby. No, I think that's a really good thing to do. I don't know. I guess it depends on the maturity level of the comics.
Right.
I think it depends on the jealousy level, security level,
mm-hmm.
You know, because you don't want to date someone who all of a sudden gets mad when you talk to other guy comics or girl comics or
right,
whatever.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, it's always important to have those boundaries drawn. I mean, if they're two mature people, go for it.
See, I listened to the Your Mom's House podcast, and Tom Segura and Christina Pazuski are both comics. They're married, they live in the Valley, and they do a fucking podcast together, and they seem to be loving it. So, it's like, that's a good model for it to work out. Sometimes you hear, like, oh, comics shouldn't date other comics, because, you know, we're all neurotic and needy. But, you know, I think you're right. What is different about dating a comic, you know?
Shit, man.
What do people have to know if they're going to start to dip their toes into a comedian?
Dating a comic, it comes with a lot, you know. It comes with the fact that you're
You put your girlfriends through a lot of...
Yeah, dad.
Your comic bullshit. Yeah, I mean... What do they have to endure?
I mean, in my younger years, when I first started, I was an asshole. Like, I'd tell them flat out, like, I'm a comedian first. So you either accept that and not. Now, most women are accommodating to, I mean, I don't mean to me, but most women are just kind creatures and they're accommodating. So, in my experience, and so they usually are like, okay, I'm cool with the fact you're comic. But they, like, I feel like in my experience also that they've all craved normalcy. They want date nights. They want movie nights. They want going out to eat. They want all that stuff. So for me, it's like, I'm not that. Like, especially when I'm trying to do 1,000. Like, the lady I'm seeing right now is, she puts up with a lot of shit. Like, seeing 1,000 takes a toll on a relationship. That means I have to get up every night. That means it takes a toll on me. Even when I don't want to get up every night, there are nights where I want to be like, I want to see Wolverine. You know what I'm saying? I want to see Pacific Rim. I want to see these movies. So, I don't know. It takes a toll. But if you're a civilian dating a comic, then you know that normalcy's out the window because these aren't normal people. Right. Now, I'm not saying like they're weird or freaks, but they are working on their craft. Dating any artist, really, you're going to come second towards that person's craft. And they have to realize that. If you're two comics dating each other, you're always going to have to realize that now you're dating one of your own. So you will be neglected randomly for a showcase opportunity. You will get dropped. You know what I'm saying? Not like in a relationship sense, but you will get put in the back burner, you know? That's what I mean.
I know a lot of white people are looking at me like, that's not Quincy Jones. I know Quincy Jones, and that's not him. I don't know about you guys, but I like to drink, right? Who's drinking tonight? Let's go, right? Who's driving tonight? The same people were like, woo! I drink to black out, though. That's what you do to numb the pain of it. It's inside. Like, it's inward pain. It's hard. Because that's when you get a philosophy degree. Look, I got some issues I'm working through up here, okay? Don't judge me. That's what you do. But when I black out, I like to go grocery shopping drunk. apparently. I mean, who doesn't like to wake up with Cheez-Its in the fridge, right? Like, isn't that fun? Like, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in the microwave. Who's with me? Little Smokies on your pillow. What? The other night, I went drunk grocery shopping, and... I was checking out the magazine. It's this magazine called U.S. Weekly, right? And it has a picture of the celebrities doing all these mundane activities that we're supposed to get excited over. Like, they'll be like, look, they put change in their parking meters. Or, look, they pick up after their dogs. But I'm not excited by that. I want to see celebrities do real activities that we all do. Like, I want to see this picture. James Franco gets fucked up at Denny's at 3 a.m. I think. Or... Julia Roberts buys sunglasses from Walgreens when hers gets sat on. I just started a Facebook. That shit's retarded. I don't know. I don't get the big hype, but you do it in this business to be social and to be accessible. But I realize a lot of people talk about Facebook needs a dislike button, right? You guys think that? Facebook doesn't need a dislike button. It needs a middle finger button. Fuck it for every picture you've been tagged in, right? Picture this, you know what I'm saying? You've been tagged in a photo that you're not there, fuck it. Hey, look, seriously. Hey, Quincy, your ex-girlfriend's in a new relationship, fuck it. I would be that dude shitting upon everyone's dreams like a real-life seagull, okay? Pristine dreams are shat upon, that's what would happen.
Anyway, but after I got fired, here's the point.
Okay.
Joey Diaz is a comic. Okay. Joey Coco Diaz has a podcast called The Church of What's Happening Now. He said, you know what? I got fired one time. I didn't know what to do. So I went to Compton and started doing kung fu with black people. Now, I didn't do that, but I started a Muay Thai academy. in Van Nuys as soon as I got fired, and it's the greatest thing I've ever done in my life. I've only been doing it 3 weeks, but I'm just doing straight up Muay Thai every single day, or 6 days a week.
How much is that costing?
$100 a month.
It's not bad.
Yeah. But, oh my God. I go every day. That's all I do. Just stand up in Muay Thai.
That's crazy. That's a hell of a combination.
Yeah, dude.
Stand up in Muay Thai.
I'm so tired, though, sometimes. I have, like, I just, like, take, like, ice baths because I'm fucking, like, beat to shit. And there's this guy who's called Crew, and he's, like, you know, 65 years old who could kick the shit out of me, and he's, like, 125 pounds. You know, it's great. I love it.
What art is Muay Thai?
It's, you know, have you ever watched UFC? Do you know who, like, yeah. Anderson Silva is? He puts, like, his, you in this weird headlock and then just knees you in the face.
Yeah.
It's that, that's a Muay Thai technique.
So, like, just grab.
It's all stand-up fighting. But how to, like, grab someone's head and knee him in the head or elbow him in the head or throw a flying knee and kicks and all kinds of stuff. It's like kickboxing. Only with these weird grabs where you know. But it's fucking great. Well, we just hit the pads, you know, and work on stuff. And, you know, he teaches us different combinations.
And how long is that a day? An hour a day?
Yeah, an hour a day.
Wow, so 100 bucks a week. 100 bucks a month. 12 months.
It's good when you don't have a job. If you have $100 that you don't know what to do with, and you know what I mean? And yeah. You're between jobs or whatever, just go to Muay Thai every day. It fucking sets your shit straight.
Your cheeks straight.
I saw something recently that, you know, Beyonce. Oh, you know that thing that, like, people do at the end of rap videos where they hold up two hands and have the triangle?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They're like, yeah, like, Kanye West does it, Beyonce does it, Jay-Z does it. All these people hold up a triangle at the end with their two hands.
You do that? Is that a sign for your name or something? What is that?
That's the Rockefeller sign.
Do this. And she goes, oh, that's for Jay Rockefeller. That makes Jay Rockefeller happy. Okay, Jay Rockefeller is a fucking senator, retired, from Virginia. Why? He's not a record producer. He's not a fucking anything. Why is Beyonce, he's got nothing to do with the music industry. Why is Beyonce saying, oh, I do this because it makes Jay Rockefeller happy? Because he's a top fucking Freemason, you know?
That's Jay Rockefeller?
Yep, he's also the Senate Committee on Intelligence. And there's all these weird things about how the intelligence uses, like, occultism. You know what I mean? And this symbol of doing a triangle that Beyonce's doing is, like, an occult symbol. Yeah. A Freemasonic symbol. Right? So, I don't know. It's just, that stuff creeps me out. Because it's like, oh, this is this pop star who's under control by these Freemasons, and she's giving a shout-out to this 73-year-old old white retired senator. What the fuck is going on here? You know?
I didn't know all that, but my first instincts were to think, oh, well, her husband's rap name is Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z. And his record label company was Rockefeller.
Oh, yeah?
So maybe Jay Rockefeller. But if there, then you, that's a whole area.
There's a guy called Jay Rockefeller. He's still alive, and he's a retired senator now. And he was in the chair of the Senate Committee on Intelligence. He was, you know, which is one of the heads of the CIA. You know, if there's alien knowledge, he knows it. If he's doing occultism with aliens under the Pentagon, this is the guy who would have those keys to that room. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If there was a guy.
I mean, do you believe in the conspiracies?
Like I don't know. It fucking freaks me. Like, this makes it so obvious. She's saying, you know what I mean? I don't know.
I believe that there are people in power. I mean, I believe that, you know, corporations and, you know, there's secrets. Not secret societies, really. Fuck, fraternities. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Fucking, like, people help out their own, period. That's all it boils down to. And they always will. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You pay for your friendships. And if you're not paying for your friendships, then you got to question how good a friend you are.
They're trying to network, you know? They're trying to get each other spots.
That's all. We do the same thing as cops. We can be considered a cult, too. All
right. Let's talk more about... let's talk about some news stories here.
Okay.
You know, remember that chick from King of Queens? Lee Remini? R-E-M-I... and I.
Leah Remini?
Yeah, the wife chick.
Yeah.
She was a Scientologist, and now she has confirmed her split with the church and has recently told People magazine, "I believe that people should be able to question things." That's the thing. They're not allowed to question their own religion. You know what I mean? Like, right. If you go, hey, Catholics, you know, I disagree with you. They'll, like, have a discussion with you. But if you know any Scientologists and you try to have a conversation about it, just like, hey, let's as adult humans talk about this point. It's like they have this kind of programming where they don't want to talk about that, you know? Right.
I mean, I don't, like, I just discovered, well, not just discovered, I learned more about Scientology. And, like, they lost me when I had to donate all my profits to them. Like, I'm like, the fuck? No.
Yeah.
Like, no way. Like, God, like in any other religion, like, it's like, God says 10%. I'm like, cool, I can give you some props off that. That's just taxes, you know? But fucking all my profits, Tom Cruise makes millions and millions and millions of dollars. He donates all that to the church? No way.
Yeah, and then one of their symbols is a pyramid. It's like, I think that Tom Cruise is at the top of that. David Miscavige is at the top of that. You know, that fucking financial and spiritual pyramid. And I'm
just gonna... Wasn't the movie The Master about...
Yeah, but I mean, I think legally he couldn't say this is L. Ron Hubbard because this Church of Scientology would have spent every dime they have suing. And that's what they do. And they're actually really rich still. People get this confused, you know, they think that the Church of Scientology isn't that rich anymore or isn't that powerful anymore because there's not as many members that are newly going into them because of the internet, and that's true, but they also make money on, they have these giant pieces of commercial real estate in Clearwater, Florida. They like own, and they have it tax-free. So they kind of use Scientology and their tax-free status to acquire commercial real estate. So it's like, you know, that's their main business, and then they also sell a little bullshit on the side as their side business when they make you hold tin cans for fucking 10 grand a minute. Anyway, speaking of new religions and science, scientists can implant false memories into mice. This is fucking crazy. Now, I couldn't, you know, I didn't want to put out the, basically, they had a picture with it, and it just had a mouse with, like, a fucking thing on its head. But what do you think about that? Where is science headed? Does this worry you?
I mean, it all worries me, dude.
I'll say about that. My dog actually died in New Jersey, so there's a lot of traffic on my cell phone about it right now.
Your dog died in New Jersey?
My dog, Buddy. Shout out to Buddy. He's dead.
Rest in peace,
Buddy. Rest in peace, Buddy.
He's in that big Scientology church in the sky.
He's shaking hands with Xenu.
Here you go.
Jay Wirt Rockefeller. He's meeting some aliens.
He's throwing up the paws, the Paw Dynasty sign. He's like, yo, shout out to Jay.
My dog was in the Illuminati the whole time.
What do you think about the Illuminati?
I think they're real, man.
I think they're real, too. Does anybody really deny the existence of the Illuminati?
Well, that's just, like, top Freemasons, you know? And actually, there's this one thing called the OTO, the Ordo Templo Aureolis. That's the Aleister Crowley. Aleister Crowley was this, like, top Satanist in, like, the 1890s or whatever.
Right.
Rampant pedophile. But anyway, he set up a top-level sect of the Freemasons that's called the OTO, and one of the levels is Illuminati. That's the top level. You're in it. So at least when you're playing that game, you know, who knows how connected those people are with, like, the top intelligence agencies, but, you know.
Well, yeah, I think the top intelligence, I think the Illuminati could easily surpass the top intelligence agencies in the secrets. You know, like, I think whoever...
I think they're all interwoven.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely believe that. Like, I don't think... I think if you have great influence, you could be in the Illuminati.
And why is it... And, like, Bill Clinton also did a speech. You know, I'll play it now.
Succeeded, and I did attempt to find out if there were any secret government documents that reveal things, and if there were, they were concealed from me, too. I wouldn't be the first president that underlings have lied to or that career bureaucrats have waited out. But there may be some career person sitting around somewhere hiding these dark secrets even from elected presidents. But if so, they successfully eluded me, and I'm almost embarrassed to tell you I did try to find out.
If the president can't know about aliens, and he asked them, and they're like, look, I can't tell you, go fuck yourself. Who are you? No one elected that person that's telling the president, no, you can't know about aliens. So, you know what I mean? There is a shadow government. That just points to a shadow government.
Well, I mean, the American people, the greatest ruse that America's pulled on people is the ruse of freedom. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not free. Like, we don't, like, our rights are slowly getting more taken away. Like, there are rules that don't even make sense at all. Like, they control us, they manipulate us, they feed us, and every time we question it, every time we fight back, they squash it by dropping a new Apple product, they squash it by allowing another travesty to happen in American soil, and they prey on our strong feelings of patriotism, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I don't, like, if you open your eyes and see that, like, okay, really? Like, the court system, like, okay, I don't know what happened, but you go ahead and trace it back. Dude, all of a sudden, the Batman shooter in Aurora, Colorado, what's happened to that? You know what I'm saying? What happens to all these tragedies
that
after the media drops them?
Yeah, and it is weird also what the media picks to swarm around. It seems like ad revenue or something generates where people are like, they're like, oh, we want to sell Tide, but Tide sells best with, like, Amanda Bynes stories. So let's, like, order, like, 2,000, like, Amanda Bynes stories of her just, like, she throws a bong out the window. It's like people are snooping on her 24 hours a day to get these little, like, she fucking farted in an elevator. Amanda Bynes, buy Tide. You know what I mean? Like, why do they choose these things when, you know, like, think beautiful things are happening all over the planet that get no press, but for some reason we have to know about this meltdown?
Beauty doesn't sell. You know what I'm saying? Like natural beauty doesn't sell. That's why makeup ads make so much money. Yeah, natural beauty. They, like, how many, when was the last time anybody bought a calendar of a geyser in Wyoming? Never. It's been, like, probably 20 years since someone's been like, oh, let's go to Wyoming for the geyser. Let's get some souvenir. No one cares about that. There's beauty, like, artificial beauty sales.
Ex-IMF chief Dominique Strauss-Kahn is to face trial on pimping charges. The 64-year-old former French presidential hopeful has been under investigation in the case since 2012. Strauss-Kahn said he wasn't aware that the women at sex parties he attended were prostitutes. He will be judged by a French criminal court for aggravated pimping. He was given the more serious charge as more than one woman was involved. Under French law, it covers encouraging or aiding prostitution. The crime carries a maximum 10-year jail sentence and a fine of 1.5 million euros. The case has become known as the Carlton Affair after the hotel in Lille, where the events were said to have taken place.
The IMF, the International Monetary Fund, is like the top level of the financial system. That's where, like, if a sovereign nation goes bankrupt, that's where the IMF comes in, and they help you out or whatever. They're actually a bunch of evil fucks, but, and as evidenced by one of the chiefs, the ex-chief, Strauss-Kahn, tried for the world's oldest profession of pimping. What is going on here? Where this guy doesn't have a cushy enough job, he's got to diversify his portfolio into actual pimping. Like, what, you know what I mean?
Hey, man, it's hard out here in these streets, man.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
It's hard out here for a pimp, man.
Shout out to Rockefeller.
Hey, man, throw the paws up, buddy. What's good? No, but, I don't know, like, what's the big deal? I don't get the big deal about pimping in general.
It's unbelievable. It says, investigating judges in the case determined that Strauss-Kahn, 64, should be judged by a criminal court over allegations he was complicit in a pimping operation involving prostitutes at the Carlton Hotel in northern city of Lille.
Where's Lille?
In France.
Man, everybody pimps in Paris. Man, leave that man alone. Let him get his pimp on.
That's right. You know, James Lipton was a pimp.
Yeah, and if he was a pimp, who can't be a pimp?
Host of Bravo's Inside the Actors Studio didn't always teach drama to grad students. James tells Parade he was a pimp in Paris in the 1950s. It was only a few years after the war, he says. Paris was different then, still poor. Men couldn't get jobs, and in the male chauvinist Paris of that time, the women couldn't get work at all. And he didn't just pimp out one girl, he had a whole bordello.
Yeah. I want to be a pimp.
In France. That's what happens when you go to France. Man. That's the only game. It's like, if you want to live on the diet of Brie and fine wines that people like out there,
true.
You gotta make some cheddar.
Mm-hmm. And the only way to do that is put a bitch on a track. The only way to do that, man. Gotta do it.
Halliburton Energy Services has pled guilty to destroying evidence involved in the 2010 Gulf oil spill. The U.S. Justice Department filed the charge against Halliburton for destroying the evidence, and today it announced that Halliburton pled guilty, agreeing to a $200,000 fine.
This is Halliburton, all right? They're like, you know, okay, well, we're going to pay you $16 billion to clean up the oil spill. Oh, when you destroy all the evidence, here's a $200,000 fine. You guys are real dicks, and we're going to really screw it to you. So, yeah, take $200,000 and then go pimp in France. That's what Halliburton execs are doing.
Who's Halliburton?
Halliburton is Dick Cheney's they're a war contracting company. They make guns and they make they clean up the oil spill. They got a contract to do that, and then they destroyed all the evidence of how much oil was being spilled, how much, you know, nasty chemicals were they using to clean it up, how much of this and that, and they destroyed all the evidence for what those numbers were.
Like, is anybody really surprised that, like, any corporation tries to cover their ass? When
I don't understand why when something like this with it, like such a huge environmental disaster, it's like that. They should get the fucking death penalty. If anyone's getting the death penalty, like, oh, a drug dealer's found with, like, a kilo of coke, that's a fucking good drug dealer, okay? That is an ambitious person if he's getting busted with kilos or whatever. But, like, there's, like, death penalties for, like, that in some states for just having this. It's like, no, how about there's no more fucking Halliburton and we kill all those motherfuckers? I don't get why that's not happening.
That's extreme.
Extreme, they're fucking destroying evidence.
Yeah.
About the biggest natural disaster ever.
I mean, there's like an oil spill off the coast of Africa, or like in Africa, like every year that produces like at least 33 million tons of oil.
Mm-hmm.
It's documented. They made a documentary on it. So, I mean, you can go ahead and check that out. Just Google that. But yeah, it happens every year and nothing's being done about it.
What is going on? Is it like a guy, like a leaky pipe that's just going?
Like every year, just like oil. Like it's just like off tanker? The coast of Somalia. Yeah. Like yeah. Just every year. Like, I don't know. But I was researching that lightly, clearly, because I don't have enough evidence on it. But
the oil services company said it would pay the maximum allowable fine of $200,000. Who made that the maximum allowable fine? Fucking Halliburton before they fucking destroy evidence. Ugh, drives me crazy. Okay, I got it. This is sometimes a comedy podcast, but we're doing some hard news right now. You know,
hard news.
Sometimes you want to get your doctorate in street smarts. That's what we hand out, like this, after you listen to it, like the certificates in the mail, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Subscribe, you get it.
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes we got to give you a little bit of an education.
True.
Team develops a new water-splitting technique that could produce hydrogen fuel. Look at this. It's kind of a blurry photograph, but you see this farm of these things that basically they just get sun, hits them, and then they turn water into hydrogen. And then, you know, with hydrogen fuel cell technology, look at that, you know?
That's crazy. How are they going to monetize that? That's a real question.
They get heat that generates 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit, and then it gets it to the reactor so it can do its thing. You know, anytime you get something that hot, then you can make electricity off it.
Right.
So I think that's what's going on. But it's very, very, you know, it's just taking water and making hydrogen and oxygen. Very, very environmentally efficient.
But how is the government going to stop that? Because the question is, unless the government's getting paid, they won't let it be put in.
Yeah, and they're like, hey, we don't like this as a technology because it's not spraying oil all over a goose face and we like masturbating to fucking gooses like, oh, I can't get out of this oil. Ah! And then Dick Cheney's like, yeah, yeah, you try to get out of that oil, gooses. He's just jacking off with his fucking semi-dead cock. He's just banging Viagra into his hands, his veins. He's like, oh, I love gooses who can't get out of oil. And it's like, there's all these other technologies that would blow fucking oil out the fucking water, you know?
What happened to him? Didn't he kill his friend?
Yeah, he shot him in the face, but he lived. And then he apologized to Dick Cheney for all the harm he caused his family. from getting shot in the face.
My family and I are deeply sorry for all that Vice President Cheney and his family have had to go through this past week. We send our love and respect to them, and we hope that he will continue to come to Texas and seek the relaxation that he deserves.
Creepy. You want to talk about the cult power? You want, you know, you shoot someone in the face and then they're apologizing to you? That guy has seen Dick Cheney do some fucked up shit. Because he does not want to, you know, have Dick Cheney have anything to blame about.
It's crazy. I wonder how much the government spends in protecting old U.S. presidents.
Yeah. What, with Secret Service and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder, like, how much each president... Like, I know Clinton's a popular one, so he definitely would probably get more than, say, fucking Carter.
Hillary did this really sleazy thing where they, like... She, like, bought this, like, shack for Secret Service to protect her in. You know what I mean? After Bill Clinton wasn't in office anymore, so they got the shack for the Secret Service. And then they, like, rented the shack to the Secret Service for, like, $700,000 a year. So they made this shack, and then they rented it to bill the government $700,000 a year for the Secret Service to rent it from her on her own property to protect her.
So basically she's getting paid?
She's getting paid to have a shack in her house.
That's crazy.
Isn't that fucked up?
Man, I wish we could do that. I can't even sublease my apartment quick enough. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I can't even charge a roommate more than what I should charge her, man.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What spots you got coming up? I see you got some plugs.
Yeah, I want to announce a couple things here. Aux Mode, everything on my YouTube channel's blown up. But the last couple days, all I've been doing is uploading all of Highway Diary and a whole bunch of content to YouTube. I have this management company called Aux Mode that I signed with, and so they're going to start blowing up my YouTube channel with Google Analytics, all that stuff. So shout out to them. Thank you for that. That will all be happening soon. And Amazon, click through the link on the Amazon link. You know, buy what you want. Do your normal shopping. Kicks back a little bit to the show. It doesn't make anything more expensive. I got a spot at Eavesdropper Comedy Club Friday, August 9th at 9 p.m. It's underground. It's next $15 Friday. Cash. Okay. You know, so come prepared with that. And you got any spots coming up?
I just did the comedy show at Rafa's Art Lounge. So shout out to Cornell Reed. He puts on a great show. Maria Bamford dropped in. Solomon Giorgio was on it. Jonathan Schubel was on it. It was great. I don't have any spots really this month, so feel free to reach out and book me, guys. I do have one coming up. I just got booked for it September 6th. I'll be at the House of Blues doing comedy.
Which one?
The one on Sunset.
Oh, cool. Yeah. That's awesome.
So, other than that, I think, yeah, that's it.
What time is that show? September 6th, House of Blues?
7.
Oh, so, I'm sorry, September is...
7:30, yep.
Cool.
September 6th, 7:30 p.m. to...
House of Blues no. on Sunset.
It's going to be
check great. Out Quincy Jones.
Check out website, thatsnotquincyjones.com, Twitter handle, randomqjones, facebook.com, qjones, the comedian, YouTube page, qjones, the comedian, and yeah, that's, you know, if you need more access, then,
get to him.
Get to me. Did you be a pimp?
No, I mean, if I lived in Paris, the only way to, like, afford my rent and my wine, my cheese...
I'm living like that. It's
part of the lifestyle.
Pay my rent, my wine, my cheese. I'm good.
You know why? Because I'm in fucking Paris. And I don't care. Like, your liver is like a different organ. Like, here in the States, they're like, you know, if you just eat cheese and wine, you know, your liver will just get fatty and get cirrhosis. But there, it's like different physics. Like, that's like, I guess it's because of the water they have there. It does something to your system, so you can only live on wine and cheese.
You know, what's those things? Is it colonoscopy where they flush you out?
Yeah.
I want to get one of those.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You've never had one?
Uh-uh. You?
They do some with coffee? No, I've never had it. It seems like, I don't know. I've had a finger up my butt by a doctor once, and that was wildly uncomfortable. So I don't know about just having, like, liters of stuff shot up my ass. You know what I mean?
Oh, is that really? I didn't know that.
What do you think it is?
I thought I just saw like a tube, like the water one.
Definitely. Yeah.
That I want to get that one.
Just detox.
I mean, just to cleanse it out? Wouldn't that be kind of cool?
Yeah.
I mean, you get to see it, and it'd be sort of cool to see. I've always been fascinated with what's going on inside the body, so I'm like, I would love to see.
Would you want to eat, like, a Cheerio just to see if you can see one of those go whizzing by?
I saw it! It's gone.
That's a Lucky Charm!
I don't know. I had a finger up my butt from a girl one time.
Yeah?
Yeah. It hurt.
Yeah? With any lube or anything? You just kind of jammed it in there?
Jammed it in there. Like, you know, like, you talk about it. Like, I thought it was going to be, like, a little light fingering.
Right, right.
But she just... And it's like...
Did she have a nail or anything?
No, but she just rammed it up, and she was like... And I was like, it
oh,
hurt.
And she started, like,
yeah,
not, fingering you.
Yeah,
like,
and I was
like,
wow, and it hurt. It hurt. And I was like, Jesus. Like, it was not pleasurable at all. But, I don't know, I had the best shit the next day. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. If I have to take a light, aggressive fingering every now and then to clean out the system... Like, no one can double check some of these stats they say. It feel like scientists just fuck with us sometimes. It's like, hey, did you know that a spider, you eat a spider every 8 years?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, no, you don't. No, you don't.
That rumor is so terrifying that you eat a spider every 8 years. Because sometimes you do wake up and you're like, huh, and you have dry mouth or whatever. And you know, you have, oh, that's terrifying. That fucking spider's
How
crawling
big a
your
spider?
Mouth.
What type of spiders? What are we talking about here? There's no, what scientists are just letting spiders eat? Just like, we're just letting...
Are they doing it like a sleep apnea control study where they're like, we now release 4 spiders into the room during the sleep study to see...
Holy shit.
Like, that how are you testing me. That?
That's the same reason I didn't take the bar. Everything is at my rent price. Like, anything I really want.
You didn't take the bar because it was $500 to take the test?
No,
because
it was $650.
Oh, fuck.
That's a big test to fucking risk your whole rent on. You know what I'm saying? And there's no immediate...
Where'd you go to law school?
I went to one in Washington.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. D.C.?
No. State Washington. State.
Oh, cool. And so, when did you decide to make the, you know...
I dropped out in 2009.
Yeah? 2009, you came here?
I moved here last year. I just dropped out, started doing comedy.
Was there, like, one incident where you just, like, saw a life trajectory where you're like, oh, if I take this path, I'm going down the law thing, and I don't want to do that right now?
No, I just, me and my ex, we broke up at the time, and that broke my heart. And so I was like, yep, can't do it.
I can't handle this heartbreak and going for my passion?
No, well, she dumped me on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. You can't leave someone a national holiday. That should be fucking illegal.
Like, you think that whole November, December is, like, out the question for breakups?
No,
you gotta wait
till
the new year?
No. First, do it the 1st of December. You know? The food's settled. You're good. Taking a shit, watch a good football game, basketball's on, you're good.
And you haven't taken a real good shit since you've had a finger up your ass, right?
Nah, not really, no. That's I haven't really eaten that much, though, either. Like, I don't have a fridge. Mm-hmm. My roommate took the fridge. In this fucking apartment, you don't get a fridge. You get a stove, you get a parking space, you get everything you fucking want, but you don't get a fucking fridge. Mm-hmm. So I don't have any way to store food. Mm-hmm. So if you have any fridges laying around, let me know, man.
No, I don't know, but like a full size?
Or a mini fridge. But, you know. Just
so anyone out there have a fridge to donate to Quincy
Highway
Jones.
Diary listeners, please. This is my plug and my request. Forget all I've asked you for before. Do not check any of that. Just check and see if you have a fridge or a friend of a friend has a mini fridge. I will accept either or.
Any fridge is going around.
I need it.
This guy needs a fridge.
Do you know how disheartening it is to not have a fridge? It's so sad.
It sucks, yeah.
It's so sad because you're like people, you go out to eat and they'll be like, hey, you want to take this and go? You're like, yeah. No.
I guess I just have to gorge on it right
now.
I have to put it in my system now and live off the calories in my system.
Yeah.
I can't eat this more later.
That's pretty much what I do. How you feel about your dog dying?
I think he got hit. I think it was like a...
A murder?
Yeah.
You think your dog...
I think he had the documents.
Oh, man.
He was on his way to Washington. He was about to do a state meeting. And, you know, he was whacked on the way in a fiery crash. You know, he was going to testify.
Real House of Cards style, right? Have you watched that show?
Yeah, I've been watching that show. Oh, man.
Isn't it good? I watched the whole season in like 2 days.
Kevin Spacey's a bad motherfucker, man. He's an evil. I'm only on. I just started chapter six. So I'm not there yet. Then he starts fucking around with that young reporter girl who is so sexy. Who is that girl?
I've seen her. Oh my god, she's hot.
This has been another episode of the Hollywood Motherfucker Diaries. I've been your host, Eric Calderbaugh.
And I've been the guest, Quincy Jones. Please, guys, support the podcast, Highway Diaries. Check out the pages. Check out the YouTube pages.
And if you have an extra fridge, Quincy Jones is a fridge.
Realistically, let's really talk about that. Get at me about that anywhere you need. All right. Signing off, guys. Quincy Jones, have a good one.
All right, see ya. Accommodations for this podcast have been provided by
Ellie and the Worship.